You're listening to The Pulse on University Radio Nottingham.
Hello and welcome to the Thursday Pulse. We are indeed certified as the best of all the pulses. If you're not aware what this show is, this is University Radio Nottingham's news discussion programme on every weekday, 5 till 6. And well, who am I? I am one of your hosts for today, Ben. I'm joined by fellow host Scarlett. I'm joined by panellist Ali Glenn. I'm also joined by new to the pulse altogether, panellist Rachel Proud. And last but not least, I'm joined by panellist Hannah Walton Hughes. So, welcome to The Pulse, guys. And so, shall we delve into our first story?
Oh, let's. I'm so excited.
I am also so excited. So, for our first story, we're starting sort of local, bit of Nottingham, as you know. And so, Nottingham has been named the poorest place in the country, which is quite the headline. And so, despite it being the worst ranked in the region, Nottingham also, weirdly, has the highest percentage growth, which is quite fascinating. So it's at the very bottom, but it is, you know, fingers crossed it's actually climbing a bit. And so Nottingham is the poorest place in the country according to government data. The Office for National Statistics has ranked the whole of the UK based upon gross disposable household income, and the amount, which is the amount of money households have after paying taxes, receiving benefits, and after calculating this, Nottingham is at the bottom of the list. In comparison to the UK average of £21,440, Nottingham has the lowest GDHI per head of £13,952, which is, you know, slightly increased from previous years. But as I already sort of alluded to, despite it being the worst ranked region in the whole country, Nottingham showed one of the largest GDHI per head increases in 2020, with it growing by an amount of 2.9%. And also, just for a bit of context, if you go across the River Trent over to Rushcliffe, which is sort of in Nottinghamshire, but not Nottingham, that has a sort of GDHI per head of 23,260, which is just under £10,000 more. And so, sort of, you know, passing it over to you guys, panelists, hosts, whichever applicable, what do we think of this? Why has Nottingham been left behind compared to the rest of the country? Any sort of initial theories?
Well, firstly, I'd like to say that, as the article goes on to say, these statistics could be manipulated, and it's Nottingham City Council has responded in the article saying that these statistics appear in the form they do because of the high student population and these small city boundaries. So Rushcliffe, as you just mentioned, is not within the city of Nottingham, and the city of Nottingham itself is actually quite small and is essentially what would just be the inner city of perhaps Manchester or Birmingham is the whole city of Nottingham. So I think that definitely has an effect. But I do think generally that Nottingham is probably somewhere low down on that list, unfortunately. And if you look at the other I think cities and regions that are included, it includes Leicester, Blackburn, Sandwell, all places in the Midlands, which I think is particularly interesting, as it shows that people talk about the north, but as someone who's personally from the West Midlands, I think that the Midlands itself has definitely been left behind, and all this sort of levelling up agenda that the government's trying to push through, that's a separate debate of how well they're doing, considering it's not having the impact that the government in their 2019 manifesto said they were going to sort of revolutionise the way of sort of regional spending and regional development. That hasn't happened. But I think I agree to an extent with the article that Nottingham, I think, is on the lowest on the list. However, as has been stated, I think due to the demographics and the sort of city boundaries, that Nottingham is probably not the poorest place in the country, but certainly low down on the list.
I suppose it is a good clarification with sort of the data manipulation. But was there something you wanted to say, Ali?
I guess the thing that I want to add is I think the obviously stats can do a lot of good and a lot of insight, but talking about the lived experience of a place, I mean, look, we all live in Nottingham, and granted our perspectives are somewhat skewed as students, but do you feel like when you're walking around the city, and I guess I'll open this up to the whole thing, I think it's equally important to let in that sort of qualitative data of how do when you guys are walking around, do you feel like you're walking around somewhere that is particularly impoverished or not? Because I feel like looking at it in that way, as the council have pointed out, there it is a very one sort of track perspective of the whole situation.
It's interesting because I'm going to use sort of your theory, and I would say that, you know, when I do walk around Nottingham and sort of especially towards the Broadmarsh area, obviously Broadmarsh that was also in the news recently because it got denied levelling up funding, you know, sort of looking at all the shops towards that end of town, you know, it's like almost like a ghost town. There's no shops, and, you know, it's, I think, I mean, perhaps not the poorest in the country, don't get me wrong, but I definitely think, you know, you can certainly feel the pinch in some parts of town. But sort of over on the other side of the room, obviously listeners cannot see the room, but on the other side of the room, Rachel and Hannah, sort of taking Ali's point, what do you guys think? Do you, when you walk around Nottingham, does it feel like the poorest place in the country?
I wouldn't say the poorest place, but I do agree that there are certainly some areas that feel deprived. And yeah, I think that it's quite a big disparity between different areas as well. Some areas feel very, you know, very affluent, and then there are areas that just feel incredibly deprived. And going back to what was said before, I think we were talking about, you know, the difference, the fact that Nottingham has seen growth, but it's still one of the poorest cities. I think that's to do with redistribution as well. It's sort of, you know, the wealth may not reach everybody. So I think that's important to note. And it's going back to levelling up as well. I think it's the classic thing of there's obviously the north-south divide, and a lot of the areas in north are, you know, have got had levelling up funding, and then a lot of areas in the south are very rich, and then, as was sort of hinted at, the areas in the middle are kind of left behind. So yeah, I think it's important to note that, and you know, I would say overall Nottingham doesn't feel the poorest city, but it also, I do think there's a lot of work that needs to be done in some areas.
Have you got any thoughts, Rachel?
Kind of, like, I don't know. So, like, coming from the south, like, I feel like one of the first things I'll tell you is that I come from Bristol, and I love Bristol, it's a great city. And comparing the, not necessarily quality, but comparing, like, how Bristol works in comparison to how Nottingham works, there is this massive, like, there's a massive gap, and I feel like that is to do with how much money is pumped into the, like, pumped into the city and all that, so in Bristol generally it feels like not like well off, but that I feel like in Nottingham you get the city centre, or there you get some areas in the city centre where it works, like you can tell that a lot of effort's been put into it, like there's the place where like the axe throwing is and all that kind of stuff, and that's like a really really nice like new area. But then there are also some areas where, as we've all discussed, has been quite like neglected, whereas I feel like in other areas, specifically in the south, you don't get that amount of large like disparity.
I'm gonna disagree. Oh, okay. There I mean, I also come from a southern, not quite a city, but functionally a place the size of a city, the UK's largest town, Reading, and there are comfortably bits of Reading. You take a place like Camberley, which is a suburb, and it's one of the most well-off areas possibly in the country. But then you go, two, 3 miles west, I believe, and you hit Whitley Wood, which has quite a lot of problems with its development and that sort of thing. It does beg the question of what is development as a target. That's a very long conversation, something that I do a lot on for my degree. But I do think that there is a sort of binarizing measure in this GDHI sum that probably we can't really go into in just a portion of an hour that we have for this show for just one story, but there is a conversation to be had about it.
I suppose also one of the questions raised is, you know, despite concerns with the figure itself, you know, oh, is it a bit misleading? Oh, is it really applicable to Nottingham? You know, is the measure sort of fair and accurate in comparing all these different cities? But I suppose sort of, you know, if we do take it at face value, you know, where do we go from here? What sort of would you guys think would really help Nottingham? Is it a case of reviving the high street? Is it a case of, you know, better welfare programs? What any ideas?
Well, not particularly ideas, but because I don't think it's down to us, plainly. I think it's down to the council. I think it's down to the government. But the idea of Broadmarsh Shopping Centre has got some of its levelling up funding taken away from it, and it's struggling to complete the project as a result. And I think that's quite important. You know, that was going to help, as you explained, sort of when you walk around the sort of Broadmarsh area, what a ghost town it is, and that was meant to help like regenerate the area, but it's not been done to the highest, it will not be done now to the standard that was originally planned. So it's difficult to see, because we could say stuff like, oh, you know, in these ghost town areas, put in a new shopping centre, and it will help attract people, attract revenue, attract customers, everything. But in practice, we can see that that's not actually working. So it makes me feel quite hopeless, to be honest.
Mm. I suppose the only thing of note down there is the massive car park, the brand new Broadmarsh car park that is for nothing, and also as well the ocean. Anyway, that'll keep everyone busy down there.
And just a little bit of a plug, if you want free ocean tickets, you want to be tuning into URN Friday night, 7 till 9 p.m, your perfect prize and a chance to get into Nottingham's favourite nightclub absolutely free.
You know what, he's not even being paid for this, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't even do the show either. This is just out of the kindness of my heart.
He's a random man who sort of stumbled into the office and is now sort of somehow on a news show. Who knows?
I would also like to say that Ali is currently wearing a We Are Crisis
so quite the contrast, I must say. And so, you know, as sort of the clock is ticking, you know, we are now sort of, you know, swimming in an ocean of information, dare I say. Is there any sort of final comments on this? You know, what are our main takeaways, guys? Feel like it's almost like a seminar, you know. I'm sort of the tutor trying to get people engaged.
I think it shows something that it can even find statistics to make that headline. I do not believe that Nottingham is the poorest place in the country, and perhaps according to that statistic, their way of measuring it, yes they are, but I think, as I said before, the sort of demographic elements and what Nottingham is like as a city probably have led to that skew in the statistics. However, I do believe that we have some of those most deprived parts of the country. We do have some of the most deprived parts of the country in Nottingham, and I think that that's something that needs to be addressed primarily by the government, because they are who gives out the funding for regeneration.
And yeah, I think that's a good point to end on. I will also just finish with, we have had a message into the show. So we have had someone message, my takeaway of choice is a Chinese. And you know what? I would actually say that an Indian is a better takeaway, but that is a controversial opinion.
Depends
for another
on
time.
Your area. Yeah. I would say coming from the West Midlands, well, Indian is better.
I've caused quite
the
controversy here.
Stay tuned, because later in the show we will be discussing a very special takeaway from Nottingham.
Yes, we will. We will be discussing, this is almost actually perfectly sort of links into a story we'll be discussing later. But as I say, more for that later. Please enjoy this nice little song break, and we will be back. Not for the special takeaway story, but we'll be back for our national story. So join us in 4 minutes, 15 seconds.
This is URN.